boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday I was telling you I was having a bad day just because everything was going wrong. One by one, a domino effect.
Those are the worst types of days.
At that point, you just want to give up. You want to go home. You just want to rot in bed.
What can go right?
Mm-hmm. So I was having one of those days yesterday, and we talked about on the radio, like, when you're in a relationship, it's sometimes hard to ask your partner what you need from them. Mm-hmm. And on a bad day, I really need a neighbor man to just be like supportive. And I've never told him this. I've never told him, hey, on a bad day, what I want is you to come home with flowers to make me feel
good. Okay, no, rewind. What? You say, I need him to be supportive. But then I need him to bring home this and this and this. You need him to buy you stuff.
Is. He doesn't actually have to buy me stuff. But at the end of the day, what I would really love is a good cuddle session, watch something on TV, mm-hmm. right? But it would be nice also, icing to the cake, if he came home with like flowers, hot Cheetos, and like chocolate. That would be the icing to the cake. Does that have to happen? No. Well, what I really want is cuddle session.
Okay.
So yesterday, he heard us talk about that. And man, oh man, did the man show up.
I'm glad to hear he's smart.
Because what happened is he came home from work and he came home with chocolate. I have Lindor chocolate to share with you, by the way,
because nice.
I brought it in.
I deserve it because I had to deal with your bad mood. So by association, I also get to enjoy these things.
Yes, you do. I brought you some Lindor chocolate that he got last night. And then he said they didn't have flowers at the store he went to. Mm. So to make up for it, he bought me ice cream.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I prefer that anyways.
No, double the chocolate. I don't hate that. And then he didn't get the hot Cheetos. But you know what? In my opinion, he made it up. Because I was like, oh, man, no hot Cheetos. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, but you know what we can do tonight? I was like, what? We can watch a Hallmark movie together.
Oh, wow.
He watched a Hallmark movie with me, Taylor. And it was one that I had heard from a coworker that was like really crappy. She said it was really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know me. I love them. I think they're awesome. But if somebody else, a normal person, is saying they're crappy, it's got to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so he watched it all night long with me.
Nice.
A Hallmark movie.
I like to hear that he just now knows this about you, that when you have a bad day, you need him to bring things home, but he's already bartering. He's like, well, I didn't get you the hot Cheetos, but I will do this.
I will watch a Hallmark movie with you.
It's good that he had a backup plan for everything he couldn't come home with.
And I did. I also, you know what? I did decide to go 50-50 with him on it while we were watching the movie. I know they're crappy, but I love them, right? So I said, it's fine if you want to bash it.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
So I let him do it.
That would at least be the least you could do.
Right. It makes it a little bit more enjoyable for him.
Well, debatable.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's always some sort of viral recipe or snack that people are making on TikTok. Like, I feel like a month or two ago, it was the cucumber salads.
Oh, yes.
Now, my entire For You page last night was people making loaded cereal.
Okay.
So it started with a girl, Lauren, who posted it because it was a pregnancy craving she had. And now everybody's jumping on it. So in her original recipe, she took a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
I was hoping it was Honey Nut Cheerios.
She sliced some bananas, some strawberries. She put a little peanut butter in there. She put some milk in, and then she topped it off with a crumbled brownie.
Okay.
That's what made it like loaded, right? Because it's like not just cereal and milk in a bowl. So now everybody's like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. I want to make my own. You're basically transforming your cereal into basically a dessert is what a lot of people are doing. There's tons of different options. I've seen people doing fruits, obviously strawberries, bananas. Some people adding cake, brownies, or chocolate. A lot of people add some sort of nut butter, whether it's peanut butter, almond butter, what have you. People are adding seasonings like cinnamon or cocoa powder, honey even. And then there's some people who want to make healthier versions. So they're using like yogurt instead of milk.
That would be nice.
Which, is it even cereal at that point? I don't really know. It's more like a parfait in my opinion. And then people who are going like really healthy with it, instead of doing like cake and bananas, they're doing protein powder, Greek yogurt, plant-based milks, and then really only using like fresh fruit on top and not the brownie crumbles and stuff. I don't know what to think about all this.
Yeah, it seems a little too much for me. And I'm also, this is where I become a picky eater, is that I don't like fruits on my salad. Some people do. You put strawberries on your salad, and I can't do it. I think it's disgusting.
Oh, I see. I like that.
I think it's nasty. So for me, what threw me off when you had me in everything, and then what threw me off is when you put milk, and that's touching a banana and strawberries. That's throwing me off.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little weird to me. It makes more sense to do like a plain vanilla yogurt, uh-huh, and then you have the crunchy cereal, kind of like a granola, and then you're just eating a parfait.
I would just rather do, I like things dry. I've always, even when I do like a deli sandwich, I usually have like no condiments on it because I just like things dry. So I would probably do the Honey Nut Cheerios, the strawberries, and the bananas. I would not even put the brownie on it because that's too much, in my opinion. So but no milk. It. Yeah. That's how I would do it. Maybe some peanut butter. I think you said peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
But I don't know. Milk touch my fruit. Ugh.
I'm kind of with you. I think I'm more on the side of dry loaded cereals.
Yeah.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I know I'm a picky eater, and I've come to realize that over the last several years, but I have realized even today while shopping that I am stupidly picky about a winter coat. It's annoying.
I think a lot of people probably are like that and you don't realize it.
Oh my God, I had no idea. I haven't bought a winter coat in years.
It's a big purchase.
It is. And I've lost a lot of weight, so I need a new coat. And we've got Stuff the Wagon coming up on Monday, and I don't want to be cold while we're sitting outside for 4 hours, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a new coat. I know it's going to be a little pricey. Fine, whatever. It was how picky I am about what are like, I don't know, the fat, like the McJiggers of it all. You know, I'm very picky about that.
Okay, we're off to a good start.
Let me explain, okay? I'm first off picky about it needs to be very puffy, okay? I don't want some small little dinky little coat because I get cold very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be very puffy and keep me very warm.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to start there. So if they look small and they don't look like they're very puffy, out of the you know, ranking.
You're cut,
dude. So then from there, I've noticed that if they're very puffy or they look like they're really warm, then they're long. They're like the ones that go down to your knees. Fine, whatever. Other people like that. I don't like that. They don't look good on my body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it just makes me look weird. So I was like, well, there goes the other half of the coats. Then when I do find one that is puffy, isn't go down to my knees, doesn't have a hood, I gotta have a hood.
Oh.
I'm so stupidly picky. Then I'm like picky about the color. I want it to be black because I'm a messy person. And oh. I have to have it because I'll get it dirty, dude. So it's got to stay like as dark as possible because I can hide the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I am stupid picky about winter coats. And then I'm also picky about price. I would find one. It would be $400.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. They're like an investment.
Oh my God. And even Neighbor Man's like, don't get sticker shocked. Like you're going to use this for the rest of your, like not the rest of your life, but you're going to use it for a good chunk of your life.
That's what I'm saying. I still have the same like nice, thick, big winter coat that I got at the beginning of college. And I'm like, I have no reason to replace that because it just is perfect.
I can't, after all my stupid like things that I want out of coat, I then can't allow myself to pay more than $150.
So did you leave with a coat?
Not at the first shop.
Oh, you eventually found one that fit all of your requirements?
I finally found one. I went to the second place and it was exactly $150, but Elena may always say, check their website and price match because you will always find a better deal on their website. So I got a better deal.
Thank you for that PSA. I think once you get old enough that you're spending your own money, you find those things that you're like, it's worth it, but I'm going to be picky about it. You had that experience today with buying a winter coat.
Yeah, they're expensive, so I'm going to be freaking picky about it, dude.
And I think everybody's gone through that because you can get like the cute $25, $30, $35 coats from like Target that are cute and fashionable, but it's not good. We know how Iowa winter gets, okay?
You're going to get cold.
You got to have that one nice one. And I had that moment today, not with a winter coat, but with winter gloves.
Today?
Uh-huh. I was out doing errands, and like you said, we've got Stuff the Wagon coming up on Monday now.
So you're being proactive like I was.
Yes, I'm being proactive, although it's like 60 degrees outside, so who knows what Monday's going to bring. But I want to have a nice pair of gloves for the upcoming winter season, because all I have right now are like those cheap, like $5 colorful
ones. They rip
ones.
In 2 minutes.
Yes, and I, you know, I always got pointy nails. They come poking through that type of...
You should really just be poking through them.
It's embarrassing, and it's honestly a waste of money. So today I was like, I'm going to find a nice pair of gloves. I'm willing to spend a little bit more.
There you go.
But I want them to be, like, perfect. If I'm going to spend more than $10, $12
on them, I want to be able to, like, use my hands. They need to be... Okay, I...
Bingo.
You go off. What are your, like, things that you need?
I was standing in the aisle today. I saw the cheap ones. Immediately, I was like, okay, no. Off the table. I'm not even going to waste my time with those this year. And then I saw the cute, fashionable ones. They're like knit. They have like cute little maybe sparkles on them. But as soon as I stuck my hand in it, I'm like, there's a draft in here.
Oh. Okay. did you blow on them?
I was waving my hand to see if the wind can get in. Thank you. But I'm like, yeah, these are really cute. And maybe would I wear them for like family winter photos? Sure. My fingers are cold
already. We're in a trunk for 4 hours, freezing. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Then I moved down and I was getting into like the thicker ones. Now, I don't like a mitten. Okay. So the mitten's all off the table.
Yeah, because what's the point? You can't use your hand. You're going to have to take it out.
I got
to
use my fingers. Uh-huh. You can't do anything in those. And then there was all of the like nicer ones that we're talking like $20 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So I really was trying those on. I want to feel what the inside's like. Mm-hmm. Is it fuzzy? I like a fuzzy inside. Sherpa, ideally.
Yeah.
And then I was seeing if they had like the touch screen capability.
Good one.
Because they were like, not knit, but.
Because again, you're still going to have to take it off. What's the point?
Dude, any point when you're wearing gloves in the winter, if you have to take it off to use your phone,
what's the point?
Why'd you buy them? Mm-hmm. So I did that. And then I was seeing if my nails fit in them, because I like to wear long nails. And I was in the aisle probably for a whole 20 minutes trying on and looking at gloves.
My question is, did you happen to think at all, or were you looking at anything that maybe would cause sweat? Because I hate sweaty hands. That would have been another thing that would have, like, I would have been picky about.
Is
it just me with sweaty hands?
I don't think I have that problem.
Oh, okay. It's just my problem.
You.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what I often think about?
What?
Well, I was just looking outside and we have some power lines around.
Yeah.
How do birds sit on those and not get electrocuted?
I'm assuming it's their weight.
You think?
Yeah, that they don't weigh enough to get electrocuted. That's just what I always assumed, that there must be a certain amount of weight that then triggers it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I didn't go to school to be an electrician.
Well, I didn't either.
For obvious reasons. Then nobody would have power.
Well, that is correct. There's just one bird out there sitting on the power line, and I'm like, are you okay? Are you going to get shocked? Why don't you get shocked?
Unless maybe, just maybe, their feet don't, their little feet don't, I don't know, trigger it for some reason. Because of the type of, I wouldn't say material, but the type of thing it's made out of. I don't know.
I'm also not
that much of an animal bird person.
What if I sat on the power line? Would I get shocked?
Well, you would probably die. I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to try it.
Well, I would recommend you did it, because they'd probably call the cops on you. I would call the cops on you.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, now I'm concerned you are.
If I make a run for it, you know why.
She's going on the power line.
I'm a flight risk today.
What I've learned about adopting our cat Mochi, he's in a very affectionate little man. Very.
You want that out of a pet.
But I think he crosses the line because he likes to kiss you, but on your face, mostly your lips. However, where I say he crosses the line is sometimes he tries to insert his tongue into my mouth. And that's when I say he tries to make out with me. What?
I don't ever want to hear that sentence again on the radio or in real life.
It happens. I don't want it to. I want to make that very clear. I do not want it to happen. He just does it because he's a very affectionate little cat. And I try to get him to stop, okay?
Okay.
He's now doing a new thing to demand kisses out of me. So this morning, he's been a cute little butt, and he was cuddling me. He was like right next to my shoulders, and he's been doing this. He's done this like 2-3 times now, but he was next to my shoulders, sleeping, being cute. And then he woke up, and now he decides it's time to demand kisses from mother. So what he does is he takes his paw and he wraps it around my neck, where you think, I know, like, is he trying to murder me? What's going on? But he wraps it around my neck, inserts his claws in just a little bit, and then forces me to move my neck. Like, he forces it. And I have to turn to look at him. And then he's like, let's, I'm going to kiss you now. So what he's been doing. Okay, this has happened 2-3 times now that I'm like, no one's going to believe me that he is forcing it. That I want to take a video of it. Because I'm like, no one's going to believe me. But I haven't gotten a video of it yet.
Dude, what in the Christian Grey, 50 Shades of Grey freak stuff is your cat into?
I don't know. Did he watch a movie?
I'm saying, anything else I have to say is not appropriate. Let me go.
And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert.
It's a bye week.
And now it's time for some football trivia. Taylor's version on C102.9.
That's right. I'm in charge this week. It's Taylor's version.
I had no idea. I thought it would have been closer to like Thanksgiving. I thought we had a couple more weeks
or so. It's a bye week.
Oh my God.
Which means no Hawkeye football, which means I had to get a little creative.
I should have known this because I think I heard somebody say the boys should be studying this week. Oh my God, I should have known.
You know, last time I went a little bit rogue with just like random Hawkeye, Iowa sort of football questions. I ran out of those. But I'm playing off of Taylor's version. Uh-oh. So today's question's all about Taylor.
Swift?
Not, which Taylor?
Not just me, all the Taylors. So I'd like to kick off.
Swift, you, and then who else?
Question number
football
one.
Football players are no name Taylor.
Well, just you wait.
That's the rate.
Just you wait. Oh, number God. One is, where did my parents get the name Taylor from when naming me?
Shoot, you've told me this. You've told me.
There's no way
I'm
going to know this.
Give me options. I'm ready.
Elizabeth Taylor, who was a Hollywood actress in the 50s. Taylor Dane, who was a musician in the late 80s. Taylor Hawkins, who's the drummer of Foo Fighters, or Taylor Hicks, who was an American Idol winner.
Taylor Dane.
I know exactly one of those people. Taylor Hawkins.
Destiny's correct.
Yes.
Not that they were big fans, but my mom was like, "That's the first time I heard the name Taylor."
That's the one time I was paying attention to her.
The more you know.
Okay.
Great. Second question. Moving on to a different Taylor, obviously. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Before rising to pop stardom, which clothing brand did Taylor Swift model for? Hollister.
Look at Spencer.
I need a camera on me. Like, what are you doing?
What?
Hollister, American Eagle, Abercrombie & Fitch, or Francesca's?
Hollister. I'm probably wrong.
Whatever that last one is.
Francesca's. You're both wrong. Okay. It was Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Apparently a lot of celebrities did that before they were
yeah, it's kind of
famous. On to the next Taylor. Taylor Lautner, who you may know from such series as Twilight, also dated Taylor Swift. What college did Taylor Lautner go to? University of Michigan, Wayne State University, University of Texas, or Grand Valley State University?
Michigan.
Grand Valley State.
That is correct.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Spencer.
Did not know that.
You watch Twilight every weekend, don't
he
you?
He knows.
Well, I'm not actually watching football. I say I'm watching the Iowa game every week. I'm actually
watching Twilight.
Taylor. Yeah, fun fact, he's a Detroit Lions fan because he's from Michigan. So that is, okay. The more you know, that's
that
my
was just
Spencer tie-in.
Total stab in the dark. I had no idea.
Okay, and now finally circling back to some football. Former punter for the Hawkeyes, Torrey Taylor, hello, now plays for the Chicago Bears. What is his favorite pregame snack? Peanut M&Ms.
I was going to say M&Ms before you even said it.
Okay. Hard-boiled eggs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or bananas?
M&Ms, but it's probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What's your final answer?
It's M&Ms, but I wish I wouldn't have said that.
It is Peanut M&Ms.
No freaking way, dude.
I think you just won.
I did.
Thank you for coming to Taylor's version.
The only one you got right was the Twilight one, and now I have questions.
Embarrassing.
Biggest fan ever.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You probably daydream about the day that you walk into your boss's office and you just let them know how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
All your complaints, all the things you hate about them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do it because you're like, I kind of got to work, mm-hmm. right?
I got bills to pay.
Well, there's a guy on TikTok who's going viral because people are hiring him to go to their place of work and, you know, like, take care of the complaints for them.
So they just, wait, so this guy just goes to their job.
Uh-huh.
And then just screams at their boss?
It normally doesn't start with screaming. He comes in very professional. Okay. He has his own company, which is OCDA, which is not to be confused with OSHA. He makes that very clear. Which stands for Occupational Cares Diversity Affairs. He always has a polo on. He comes in with a clipboard and he says, "Hello, my name is Calamar White," which is his name. He's a comedian too. And I'm here to give you some complaints that I've been made aware of. And then they'll pop off. And then depending on how the manager or the boss reacts, sometimes they, I saw a video of somebody taking a swing at him. Sometimes they start cussing at him. Sometimes they just start recording and are like, Karening, and are like, I'm gonna put this on the internet, and he's like, joke's on you, I'm gonna post this on TikTok. So it's crazy, it's very intense. So people are actually paying money for this. There's a website that you can go on and you could submit your complaint. It doesn't mean he's necessarily gonna make it because I don't know where he's based out of,
uh-huh.
or how close he is, but you put your phone number, your manager's name, the company name, the address, the manager's schedule,
God.
The manager's personal contact number, and then what the complaint is that you want him to take care of for you. And then there's a whole other side of this situation because this guy is getting so many submissions of people wanting him to pop off on their boss. He's hiring.
Oh, of course.
For
I'm not the person.
Well, I wanted to go through some of the requirements that are listed on the website.
I would cry, so I'm not it.
I don't know how serious this is. So some of the requirements, some of them I literally can't say in this moment, but you must know how to cuss.
I can do that.
You can't mind talking back. You must.
I could do that to my parents.
Well, yes. You got to know how to cut somebody off while they're talking.
I can't. No, I'm so bad at that.
Great hygiene, which... is
that's
strange.
Weird.
Willing to go the extra mile for no apparent reason. Must be witty and have good timing on your comebacks.
No, I'm so bad.
So, I mean, there's many, many more beyond that. But now he's so big, people are using and abusing this service, air quotes around that, that he's hiring other people. And the interviews are conducted on Instagram Live.
Shut up.
I'm serious. I haven't gotten to catch one, but now I'm like, I have to follow this guy and watch a live interview.
Okay, my question is, has anybody even fired from this?
Probably. I don't know. I don't have an answer
to that.
Are you
just like, I don't really care anyways. I just don't want to be the one who has to pop off.
Maybe.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't do this. In my opinion, you're guaranteed to be fired.
Well, I guess
I
don't know.
There's no way.
I don't know if the person doing the complaining for you keeps you anonymous, but I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to figure it out.
Oh, but there would be a meeting after and they'll figure it out.
So I guess you have to decide, like, are you already out the door? And then do you want to just be kind of funny about it?
Oh, this makes me so nervous. I could not. One, I could not be the person he hires. And two, I don't think I could submit. I'm too nervous.
Really? About
oh
getting caught?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'm a goody two shoes.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'll admit it. I went behind Neighbor Man's back today, but I feel like it was an okay reason. It's fine. Sometimes I think it's okay. Very little. Majority of the time is not okay.
I think you got to tread lightly here.
I know I do because he's going to end up hearing this. But here's the thing. There are some times when you ask your boyfriend something, right? And then there are times that you're like, that's a good answer. But I want my daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So let me explain. So I have my old car that I need to get rid of. It's been broken since, like, I think it was like late July, early August. And it's just been sitting in our yard. It needs to go. So I found somebody who's going to buy it, right? And they asked me what I want to sell it for, which I hadn't even thought of. I mean, I have kind of an amount that I would like to make, but I'm not really looking for a whole lot, okay? So I'm getting that negotiated, but then I was like, oh, I guess I don't know what's the proper amount to tell him.
I would have no idea.
I don't know cars. So I called my boyfriend, Mr. Neighbor Man, and I was like, hey, what would you tell him? Right?
Yeah. What should I say? Tell me
what amount should I say? He gives me an amount, and honestly, I kind of felt like it was too high. I was like, whoa there, buddy. That's a little high. So I was just like, great answer. I still want my dad. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell him this though. So then behind his back, I called my dad and I was like, dad, hey, I'm going to sell my car. What would you sell it for? So I asked my dad for his advice. And here's the thing is that I will take neighbor man's advice for every other thing in life. Okay. He gives great advice. He truly does. But I don't know what it is. I will always go back to my dad for one thing only. And that is car stuff. I don't know why. But I think maybe because my dad always solved my car problems in high school and college. Mm-hmm, he was always there to tow my car, always there to get it fixed or whatever it is. So I think even a mechanic could probably tell me, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is wrong with your car. I'm probably still always going to go back to my daddy. I don't know what it is.
Dude, same.
I don't know when this will stop. At what point in age I will finally just trust neighbor man when he says something and not go back to daddy. Oh, that's, again, it's the only thing. It has to do with cars. I will take any other advice. It's just cars.
I do the same thing, except my boyfriend knows that he does not know jack about cars.
Okay, so he owns up to it.
If something happens, like, I don't know, let's say my car is making a weird noise, I'll tell my boyfriend that, and he's like, oh, you should call your dad.
Oh, he just says, yeah.
Being in a serious relationship, most of the time, if you need something or you need advice or you want to talk about something, you're going to go to your partner.
100%.
And I do that, except for maybe one thing. I go to my dad instead. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I shouldn't say instead. I'll ask my boyfriend, but then I'll be like, I gotta talk to my dad.
I trust my dad too much.
My dad knows everything.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it comes to any sort of resume or cover letter, employment type things.
You've always gone to your dad.
I gotta call my dad. Since the beginning of time, anytime I've had a boyfriend, when I first was making a resume getting out of college, I would make it. And I had my boyfriend at that time who, like, went to school for business and stuff. I had him look over it and he would be like, okay, here's the edits that I would make. What I did, because I didn't really trust him. What I did with that boyfriend was I made the edits, but I had made a copy of the resume.
Oh, no.
And I sent both versions to my dad. And I
see which one he liked better.
Dad, I need you to tell me if he's feeding me garbage and what I actually need to do to this.
Nice.
And then even a couple of years ago, my dad was really into, like, updating resumes and cover letters and stuff because he had worked with some guy and he's like, things have changed. You have to do your resume different. I'm like, okay, Dad, whatever. What do you want me to do? And he's like, I want you to redo it. I want you to update it. I want you to get rid of the jobs that don't really matter. So I had done that and I had my boyfriend look at it then and he was like, oh yeah, it looks great. Maybe do this and maybe like change the formatting of this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I could maybe do that, but
I'm gonna trust my daddy.
I gotta call my dad before I actually change anything.
Yeah, but so not only but is it also like other documents as well? Because I know that you and I both do this. We go to our dads anytime they're like HR is all like, okay, we're gonna update our benefits here. You and I call our dad first. I mean, I could trust neighbor man, right? I'm sure he understands health and retirement accounts and all those things. But I will always go to my dad for that too.
Dude, any sort of professional employment or like insurance or 401k or all these words I'm now not even knowing what I'm saying. I gotta call my dad.
Because you've been in it forever, Dad.
Dad, you know me since birth.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We are two girls that are suckers for puppy eyes and cat eyes. We can't. We're suckers for it.
I am going to sound like a millennial piece of artwork right now that says, sometimes I like animals more than humans.
quote that.
That's in somebody's aunt's house. On a canvas.
What do we do? We really do. We love the animals that we have. We love when people bring animals to the office. We just love animals. And we know other people do too. And that's why this holiday season, again, we're bringing back Stuff the Wagon.
Yep. We want to give back. You know, the holidays are about giving. So when we were thinking about it, we're like, well, yeah, we got to give back to the animals. Mm-hmm. So we're taking the show on the road for Stuff the Wagon starting on Monday. Whole show live 3 to 7 from the trunk of the Zona 2.9 station wagon as you bring by donations that we'll pass off to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Yeah, if you want to get the details, see the full like a wish list that Cedar Valley Humane Society has, pop on over to KZIA.com or the Zona 2.9 app. But we will see you there. Tyson's 3 to 7 kicking off Monday. And if you can't make this Monday, we got all the Mondays after.
Well, yes, ma'am.
A couple more Mondays after. See that those Mondays on KZIA.com, Z102.9 app. Up till Christmas. So we'll see you there.
Yes, we will. We hope to.
But that has inspired tonight's trivia question. Again, 30% of pet owners have purchased one of these for their pet. What is it?
I love spending money on my pets. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Let's not talk about how I accidentally, I'm going to say it's truly was an accident. Christmas in July.
Oh yeah, they deserve it.
It didn't mean to happen. No. We went to the store, and next thing we knew, we had a car full of crap for the cats and the dogs, and we're like, I guess it's Christmas in July. It was actually July, and I was like, well, I guess it's Christmas in July.
Exactly that, because you walk past that aisle, and immediately it's like, aw, but they would love that.
Aw,
it's so cute. Why do they got to make it all so cute?
That's the problem. 30% of pet owners have purchased one of these for their pet. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on
Z102.9. It's a fun week of trivia questions because it's about the furry friends this holiday season and this week's trivia question.
Yes. Stuff the Wagon kicking off on Monday. Get the details right now at KZIA.com.
You said that pretty fast. This locked down.
I'm like, I want to get to the trivia question.
Oh, sorry.
Respectfully.
Whoa, okay. 30% of pet owners have purchased one of these for their pet. What is it?
See, it's a fun question. Now you understand. Okay. And you can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, Kayla said a coat.
I did. Just a couple weeks ago, I bought little man a coat because he's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
He shivers in the house. I'm like, what are you gonna do when there's snow on the ground? You're screwed, man.
Just know if you take your dog out and it has a coat on and I drive by, I'm going, aw. And then I tell my boyfriend, look at that dog, it has a coat on. Every time. I don't care if it's a million dogs in one day, I will do it every time.
I want to get it little booties, but I just know how dogs are.
They
with
hate
booties.
Them.
They always walk like they're
yeah, like they've like never had legs in their life.
Right.
Yeah.
Rick said a bed. Oh my God. The amount of dog beds we have in the house
that they don't use
is redonkulous. And you know what's funny? It's the cat uses them.
Oh, see, my cats, I bought them a nice fuzzy bed and they hate it. I've set them on it to be like, here, look how nice and comfy this is. They run immediately. They hate it.
Yeah. No, we have a couple of dog beds and mostly the cats use them, which I think is funny because it's just for the dogs, whatever. And then the one tiny, tiny dog bed, the big dog likes to use
it. Oh, of course.
And I'm like, you're falling out of it. Is that comfy?
It's like a butt pillow.
Literally.
Which kind of sounds nice. I'm not going to lie. 5234 said a toothbrush. I know you can, but that sounds like quite the chore.
I've gotten the ones where you put them on the fingers and you try to do it, but I'm terrified.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get bit on.
Neither am I.
No, thank you.
I bought it, then I got scared. 30% of pet owners have purchased one of these for their pet. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
Don't buy the bed. That always sounds like a great idea. It is always the worst purchase you will ever buy.
Because they will never, ever, ever use it.
And if they do, something will always happen on it.
It's not worth it. Pass by the bed at Target.
It is back. Stuff the Wagon. Second annual. Tyson's 16th. I'm trying to be dramatic.
Oh, okay. It's working. I was like, is she okay? She's fine.
16th Avenue.
All right.
3 to 7. Monday in the morning. Whoa, there.
No, I'm asleep.
Not 3 to 7
right
in the morning.
Now, I'm whoa, asleep.
We are both still asleep 3 to 7 in the morning.
PM, though. You can catch us in the PM.
Go ahead and take the rest. Really, I
okay,
am.
So to translate, we will be doing our show live Monday and then the 4 Mondays after Monday.
In the afternoon, BTW.
Did you know that our name is Those Girls in the Afternoon?
No,
it's
what?
Shocking. This is really...
Oh my God, we've been in a show how long and I just now realized that.
Groundbreaking information. Anyways, get the details about it all. Donation list, the donation stops and the dates and all the good stuff at KZIA.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now let's get to the trivia
back
question.
To you.
Who doesn't know the days, the times of the day?
I'm struggling.
Trivia question tonight. 30% of pet owners have purchased one of these for their pet. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
30% of pet owners have purchased a stroller for their pet.
I cannot believe you that you have not done this.
Oh my God, Taylor. I want to so bad. You have no idea. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Home Goods, they sell them. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm there, I say something to neighbor man. I'm like...
Okay.
I want one. Mm-hmm. I want to be that girl. I want to be that girl that everybody makes fun of. I know you do. I know you make fun of them. It's fine. Make fun of me. I don't care. I want to be that girl that everyone goes, oh, that's crazy. That's the crazy lady that's walking her cats. Mm-hmm. I want to, because I have 2 cats, 2 dogs. I want to be walking 2 dogs, right? And 2 cats. I wonder, how many can I do 2 strollers?
Well, I was going to say.
Hold on. I got to figure that part out.
You going to get a double wide?
Oh, my God. Even better. I got to get a double wide because the cats don't really get along too well. So we got to get a double wide, get a wall in between, and then walk 2 dogs. I'm going to be the hottest mom in the neighborhood.
I think, there might be a post about you on Facebook somewhere.
Hottest mom in the neighborhood. That's what I think they're going to be saying.
Something like that. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.